98 FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
With Shamrock Rovers defender Roberto Lopez. Roberto, two clean sheets in two European games. Not a bad start to your European career at Rovers.
Yeah, obviously delighted with the clean sheets and obviously the score of the goals that we have. Like, we knew it was going to be very important, especially away, like, to be a tight defensive unit. And the performance over there gave us a really good foothold in the game. And to do the same again tonight, now we were very proud of ourselves now defensively.
What were your views on the game overall?
We knew we had to start fast coming into the game because they were going to have a goal. Like, they had nothing to lose. Like, and I thought we started well and kind of dictated the play well. And we started at a tempo that we knew that we could go in our gear more than them. Like, to be fair, they had a goal as well. Like, so they kept us on our toes. Like, but I thought we started the game really well and it kind of just carried the momentum through to see it out.
Once Graham scored, it probably calmed everybody down because we were worried if Sterling got an away goal, it was all to play for. A really good team goal started by Luke up the wing, good cross, and Graham probably couldn't miss, but he was very good tonight.
Well, that's it. Like, there's a bit of nerves there, like, because it's another away goal and the straight back into it. That's kind of what motivated us to keep us together, keep a unit. And we knew we had players that can score. Like, Bokey's been quality since he's come in. Like, you can see the bit of class that he has. And since Lukey's come back, like, I don't think there's been a better left full in the league. Like, so it's really pleasing to see these players all ticking. Like, and to say I'm just there to kind of make sure they do the other work.
Yeah, second half from a defensive point of view, and first half, Tomer Chintinski, the keeper, made a couple of great saves. Yourself and Dave Webster made some blocks, and probably you definitely enjoy defending.
Yeah, well, that's, I know that I'm good at that defending. Like, I'm not the prettiest of footballers, like, but it's a job that has to be done. I think Tomer was top class today, like, with his saves. Like, shows what a top keeper he is. And me and Webby are enjoying playing together, and they say enjoying keeping clean sheets and making everyone else just working for it.
I'm right in saying, would they have been your first two European games?
They would, yeah. I've been involved in European trips before, but I've actually never played. Like, so it's been a good start to the European career, as you say. Hopefully it can kick on again, though.
What would you say if I asked you to describe playing in Europe as opposed to playing the league week in, week out?
I'd like to tell you it's the same as a game, but I think there's a bit more excitement and anxiety comes in because, you know, like today, like, the camera's on you and it's a big performance needed. So it's just, I don't know, it's more the kind of expectation, and it's something that you look up to when you're a young lad, isn't it, playing in Europe and just coming to terms with actually doing it. Like, so it's more the occasion as well.
I think one difference is definitely you don't know as much about the other teams as you would in the League of Ireland. You've played the league for a number of years, you know everything about all the people you're going to play against. How much of a help was it to have access to video and stuff to see Sterna before you played him the first time, to give you an idea of what you were going to face maybe against their striker, or, for example, in Luke's case, their winger was about 17 foot tall?
Exactly, the video analysis is actually massive because like I say, we didn't know much about them, and it's something different to what we're playing with week in, week out in our league. I think they like to kind of sit off and play at a certain tempo, and we knew just going into the game away, and we knew if that we could get our pace up a high and to start high gears, like, we'd cause them problems. Like, so, and it is about, a lot of it is doing your homework and trying to get as much knowledge about how they play in a short time.
So the homework will now start on the next team you're going to play from the Czech Republic. Mladá Boleslav or something like that is how they're pronounced. That's at home next Thursday and then away the following week, so straight back into it again.
Well, that's the hard work starts now. So it's great to get through run round, but we want to kick on and see how far we can go. Like, so homework starts, as you say, so can't wait.
This is radio, but Ryan Connolly just gave you a wet willy.
No comment on Ryan Connolly. He'll get his own, don't we?
You need to go and chase him. But yeah, like, the game next week, home leg first, away leg second. A little bit different to the first round. They're going to be a better team as well. Stephen Bradley was saying he's hoping to go and watch them before you play. How early will you get your mind on that, or is it already on it?
It's already on it, exactly. It's our next competitive game, so the thought has to be on it. So right now it's about recovery and getting the bodies ready for training and preparing for them. And say if the gaffer's going to watch them, we'll have the videos for the next training session. So it's all about preparing and starts now.
I would think two wins, 2-1-0s, two clean sheets will give everybody a huge amount of confidence heading into these games. And the league form since the summer break has been excellent, bar the Sligo defeat. It's been very, very good, and there's, I'm sure, a huge confidence among everybody now given how the European games have gone so far.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, clean sheets are massive bonus in any game, and to get them in Europe it's hard to come by. And talking to a lot of ex-pros who've played there, it's not easy feat. So you're right, it would give us a bit of confidence knowing that we can go away to these hard places and just be a tight defensive unit and together, and we're going to need that togetherness now to get us through the next couple of games, like, because it's going to be massive. Like, and it's a great opportunity to kind of kick on and hopefully replicate something similar to what Dundalk done.
Yeah, just finally on that, I think Sean Gannon from Dundalk was here tonight watching the game, and I was chatting to him a little bit, and the last two European games I saw here were their Europa League games that ended up getting them into the group stages, and then they played all the group stages games here. Is that a realistic game, or is it just a case of trying to take the Czech Republic games as they come and see where you go?
Well, you've got to take the games one at a time, but it's definitely something you have to aspire to. Like, there's no point in coming to these competitions and just wanting to take part. You want to go as far as you can. As you say, I always have firmly fixed now on the Czech Republic team. When that comes to that game, we can assess it further. Like, but as I say, you've got to aspire to get into the group stages. It's not really about taking part in these games, it's about going to win them.
Roberto Lopez, thanks a million. The best of luck against the Czech Republic. Not the country, but the team from them that neither of us can pronounce.
No problem, Jamie. I'm not sure either, right? Thanks very much, right? All the best.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.